Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
All right, Carson, say good morning to Orsina from Salem.
Hey, good morning, Orsina.
Hi, Carson.
So Orsina is a middle school art teacher on her way to work.
Is today your first day back?
No, we had a couple days last week, but still kind of in the starting phases of things.
Mm. All right. What are you working on at the beginning of the school year for art classes?
We go over, like, rules and expectations, and then we start with, like, a folder where they keep their materials and they can personalize it. So it's pretty low-key to start.
You got to ease into the paper mache stuff.
Exactly. Clay, paper mache, that's all down the road.
Oh, I loved clay when I was in our class.
Orsina, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, would you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Orsina.
Thank you, Carson. You too.
Carson is leaving the studio before he starts whacking poetically about those clay coffee ashtrays he used to make.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
Orsina, can you...
I'm sure his mom loved them.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than him, you are going to win $100. He does not have a record on the big board, but he's actually pretty good. He holds the fort well while Kennedy's gone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. Which group has Donnie been in since the 80s?
Oh, God, I'm so bad at boy bands. God, people are going to get mad at me. New Kids on the Block.
What was that?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, good. A lot of ladies were yelling in their car, but you got there. Joey Chestnut beat Kobayashi in the big hot dog eating contest yesterday on Netflix, downing 83 to Kobayashi's 66. The winner's purse was $100,000. Joey was banned from the 4th of July hot dog eating contest this year. Who sponsors that event and that banned him?
Nathan's Hot Dogs.
Red Foo from the group LMFAO turns 49 today. Take a listen to their biggest song that spent like 6 weeks at number one. And then name the song.
Shake that.
Name that song.
I'm going to go with one of the lyrics, which is "Every Day I'm Hustling."
Jeff Bezos has a new $80 million private jet. Just another day for Jeff. Which state was Amazon founded in back in 1994?
I think Washington State.
Okay, and let's... Nope, one more question. What am I talking about? Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos. I'm sorry, it's a long weekend. We're easing our way back in. Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos with Ben Affleck nowhere in sight. She also included some inspirational quotes like "everything is unfolding in divine order," which is what people do after a breakup. Name the 2024 movie J-Lo starred in about a brilliant data analyst tasked with a mission to capture a renegade robot that goes awry.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson remix. One day I'll get you a drop.
All right, how did Orsina
do? Oh, you walk fast. Welcome back.
Hey.
Orsina from Salem, she got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, nice job, Orsina.
Not bad. Are you ready?
Yes.
Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. Which group has Donnie been in since the 80s?
New Kids on the Block.
That is correct, 1-1. Joey Chestnut beat Kobayashi in the big hot dog eating contest on Netflix yesterday.
Oh, okay.
He downed 83 wieners to Kobayashi's 66.
In how many minutes?
10.
Wow.
Broke the world record, his own.
That's crazy.
The winner's purse was $100,000. Joey was banned from the big 4th of July hot dog eating contest this year. Who sponsors that event and that banned him?
Nathan's.
That is correct. 2-2. Red Foo from the group LMFAO turns 49 today. Take a listen to their biggest song and then name it.
Shake that.
It's been a while since I heard that.
I know. What's the name of the group again?
LMFAO.
Party rockers in the house tonight. I can't remember the title of the song.
Party Rock Anthem.
Party Rock Anthem, that's it.
2-2, yeah. Question number 4. Jeff Bezos has a new $80 million private jet, just to add to his collection. Which state was Amazon founded in back in 1994?
Washington.
That is correct, Washington State. 3-3.
Hey.
Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos with Ben Affleck nowhere in sight.
Imagine that.
And of course, she captioned them as you do after a breakup with things like, everything is unfolding in divine order.
First try.
Name the 2024 movie J-Lo starred in about a brilliant data analyst tasked with a mission to capture a renegade robot, and it goes awry.
Was it Atlas?
Yeah, that is correct. I know Kennedy went to New York to do a big interview for that, but yeah. I never saw the movie.
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
You know what? She's not bad in it once she's in the actual thing. But the movie's awful.
Back of a business card. Could have been better.
I didn't know it.
4-3, Carson.
Wow.
You get the dub.
Wow.
Sal's doing a fist pump somewhere. Saving his money at start of a short week.
Thank
Orsina,
you, thank you.
Unfortunately, we can't give you the $100, but we do appreciate you calling in and playing with us. Is there anything you want to say to Carson before you go mold young minds artistically?
I would like to say my name is Orsina from Salem, and I can't beat Carson, but thanks for always bringing positive energy to the morning. I love listening to
you. Thank you. That's super sweet. We love you too, Orsina. Have a great day.
You too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Carson, say what's up to Melissa from Abington.
Hey, Melissa.
Good morning, Carson.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can only hear out of one ear. I was sick my entire vacation. So just talk a little louder on the right side of my face.
Just speak with more of the right side of your mouth. It'll be fine.
That'd be great.
So, Melissa, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We are going to give you the money. He does not have a record on the big board, but he's not bad. He won earlier today. He is now sequestered in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Charlie Sheen turns 59 today. Back in the day, he was fond of proclaiming he had what kind of blood?
Oh, God. Tiger blood.
Drew Barrymore says she regrets doing Playboy back in the day because she did not know the internet was going to be a thing where it would live forever. Drew has done 3 movies with Adam Sandler. Can you name 2 of those movies?
2. 51st Date and Splendid.
Question number 3. Esquire magazine ranks Saving Private Ryan as Tom Hanks' best live-action movie ever. Name the Tom Hanks movie where this line gets uttered.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. What's that from?
Captain Phillips.
Sophia Bush and Hilary Burton Morgan are developing a sequel series to their hit TV show. They're working with Netflix and they'll also produce it. Name the show both of those ladies starred in.
One Tree Hill.
And question number 5. Eminem's daughter said she cried the first time she watched the video for Somebody Save Me featuring Jelly Roll off his new album. The lyrics feature him apologizing to her for often choosing drugs over her when she was younger. What is the name of Eminem's daughter he has always referenced in his music?
Haley.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson Remix. That was fast.
That was fast. That's not good for me.
Welcome back.
Hi.
So Melissa, who's bummed because she's got to work late today and she don't want to.
Okay.
But she's starting her day off right because she got 5 out of 5 correct.
Come on. Nice work, Melissa.
And she didn't even hesitate. She's a buzzsaw.
Really? Can I just, can I quit?
You going to raise the right flag right now? Kennedy would be ashamed of you.
Huh? I said talk to my louder in my right ear.
Kennedy would be ashamed
of you. Oh, there
it
is. Yeah, she would be. All right, what have we got?
All right, so I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong because some guy that usually sits here says it adds to the suspense. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah.
Question number 1. Charlie Sheen turns 59 today. Back in the day, he was fond of proclaiming he had what kind of blood?
Tiger blood.
Drew Barrymore says she regrets doing Playboy back in the day because she didn't know the internet was going to be a thing and it would live forever there. Drew has done 3 movies with Adam Sandler. Can you name 2 of them?
I'm going to say she's done 3 movies with Adam Sandler.
Yep. But we only need 2.
All right. 50 First Dates. And Happy Gilmore.
Esquire magazine ranks... Well, there goes the suspense. Esquire magazine ranks Saving Private Ryan as Tom Hanks' best live-action movie. Name the movie where this line is uttered.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Oh, that is... what is that movie called?
I asked you first.
I know. It's... They get... is it called... Pirate? No, it's not Pirates, is it?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah, Jack Black, right? Or Jack Sparrow, sorry. What is that movie called? Yeah, Pirate. I'm just going to go with Pirate. I know that's not it.
Sophia Bush and Hilary Burton Morgan are developing a sequel series to their hit TV show. They're working with Netflix, and they'll also produce it. Name the show that they both starred in. Sophia Bush, Hilary Burton Morgan.
Blue's Clues.
The wheels are off the bus. And question number 5. Eminem's daughter said she cried for the first time watching the video for Somebody Save Me off his new album. It features Jelly Roll. The lyrics are him apologizing to his daughter for often choosing drugs over her.
Mm.
What is the name of M's daughter that he often references in his music?
Haley?
All right, let's go back and let's go through these together, shall we?
Do we have to?
The first one, you said Tiger Blood. Charlie Sheen, did you say he had Tiger Blood? That's correct.
Okay.
The second one, you said 50 First Dates and Happy Gilmore.
All right.
No, it's The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates and Blended.
Oh, The Wedding Singer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number 3, you said, I don't even know what you said, but the answer is Captain Phillips. So there's a buzz.
Oh, Captain Phillips.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Blue's Clues, also incorrect.
No.
One Tree Hill.
You don't say. Oh, One Tree Hill.
Yep.
Did I hear they're rebooting that?
That's what I just said.
Oh, see, I wasn't even listening. I can only hear out of one ear, Dan. I don't know if you know that or not.
And Haley J, thank God you got another one.
I did get that
5-2. Oh. Melissa from Abington. Just dancing on your grave. A little touchdown celebration.
Nice job.
Congratulations. Yep. You get the $100.
Yes.
And that is not all. You've also won a pair of tickets to see Post Malone on September 18th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's going to be a fantastic show, and you're going to be there because you know more trivia than Carson.
She didn't care about the tickets. She just wanted the victory.
It's about glory.
It is about glory.
Yeah.
Wow, 5-2. Holy wow.
Carson, is there anything you'd like to say to Melissa to just be the cherry on top of her morning?
Yes, yes, yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't beat Melissa.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Carson, say good morning to Alyssa from Ashland.
Hey, good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Alyssa's kids are back at school, so she's doing fantastic.
Is today the first day back?
Yes. No, they went back last week, but still it's really exciting every time they get on that bus.
How old are your kids, Alyssa?
I have an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Barrett, today Lana sent me video of Barrett as he was walking away to go out, you know, to the tee. And she's waving, bye, bye. And he just, like, kind of leered over his shoulder and put his head down.
You're so cringe, Mom.
It's just like, that's always fun when they don't like you anymore, but they still live in your house.
Yeah, you've reached that period.
This is the first year, like, I can't go to the bus stop for one of them.
Yeah, the 11-year-old.
Gotta, like, watch from the window.
Right, right. All right, let's do this.
All right, Alyssa, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, could you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Alyssa.
Thank you. Same to you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100 of Sal's money. He does not have a big board, but he is okay. He lost last hour, so money's definitely on the table when Carson's playing opposed to Kennedy. He's in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Keith Urban was asked why country music is so popular right now, and his answer was, country's had this ability to embrace pop elements And then when it starts to lose its way, it comes back to pure country. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Selena Gomez was in Colorado for the Telluride Film Festival, and the Telluride High School girls volleyball team posted a sign inviting her to one of their games, and she actually showed up. Which TV series does Selena Gomez currently star in?
Only Murders in the Building.
Adele announced she'll be taking a break from music for an incredibly long time once her Las Vegas residency wraps up in November, saying, "I've spent the last 7 years building a new life for myself, and I want to live it now." Which Adele song starts with these opening lyrics? There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Name that song.
I'm like singing it in my head. That fire to the rain. I don't think it's that one.
My flawless rendition didn't give you any hints. And question number four.
No, I was trying to think.
The singer who did the song Cheerleader turns 38 today. Take a listen to the song and then name the singer.
So I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Who sings that song?
It's Omi, and I can thank my children for that.
And question number five, Deadpool and Wolverine is still the number one movie at the box office, and it just crossed over $600 million domestically. It's made over $1 billion worldwide. Which Madonna song plays at the climax of that movie?
Oh, my God, and I saw it, too.
Oh, so good.
Like a Prayer. Like a Prayer. That was what it was.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Remix! So, Alyssa, now that your kids are in school, what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I'm going to work.
Oh, womp womp.
All day.
Kids
My boss
need food
is listening, though. I texted her and told her to turn on the radio.
What's your boss's name?
Her name is Karen. Shout out to Karen.
Shout out to Karen.
Karen, Alyssa deserves a raise. She's an excellent employee, and she has great taste in radio. All right, Carson, welcome back.
Dan, how did Alyssa do?
Alyssa, she got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, my God.
So she's very smart as well.
Nice job.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Keith Urban was asked why country music is so popular right now, and his answer was, country has this ability to embrace the pop elements, and then when it starts to lose its way, it comes back to pure country. Who is Keith Urban married to?
He is married to, Keith Urban is married to the actress.
It's a good start.
And her name, she's in the beginning of all this stupid ads you see at the movie theater, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Australian also. And I'm...
Does she have a name?
I'm blanking.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. That's what I was going to say, Dan. You give
you
me a
right,
chance.
You're right around it. Just cut you off too soon. Selena Gomez was in Colorado for the Telluride Film Festival, and the Telluride High School girls volleyball team invited her to one of their games, and she actually showed up. Which TV series does Selena currently star in?
Only Murders in the Building.
That is correct. 2-1 for Alyssa. Adele announced she'll be taking a break from music for an incredibly long time once her Las Vegas residency wraps up in November, saying, I have spent the last 7 years building a new life for myself, and I want to live it now. Which Adele song starts with these opening lyrics? There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out of the dark.
Does that set fire to the rain?
Oh! It's Rolling in the Deep, which actually just played before this game, and that was unintentional. 2-1 going to question number four. This singer who did the song Cheerleader turns 38 today. Take a listen to the song and then name the singer who sings it, okay?
Omi.
So I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Omi.
Right there.
Fine.
It's Omi, Dan.
Is it Omi? Okay, that's good. 3-2 going into question number five. Deadpool and Wolverine is still the number one movie at the box office, and it just crossed the $600 million mark domestically. It's made over $1 billion worldwide. Which Madonna song plays at the climax of that movie?
We played that earlier this morning.
How quickly we forget.
Don't talk. Oh, my gosh. I can't think of it now.
Like a Prayer.
Oh, it is Like a Prayer. I've only seen the movie twice, too.
4-2
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Alyssa. You get the win with your boss listening.
Thank you.
Yes, and my boss is listening, too. Yeah, my boss is listening, too. Don't worry.
Our boss is going to be madder than yours, though.
Probably true.
So getting the win means you win $100 of our boss Sal's money, which is why Carson's going to get a text in a minute.
Yep.
So congratulations there. And Carson, is there anything you would like to say?
Yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, and apparently I can't beat anyone anymore, and I can't beat Alyssa. Nice job.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.